NATO's operations against Muammar Gaddafi's forces began in March with French and British airstrikes on Libyan army positions, and it was French warplanes that ultimately brought the mission to an end, bombing Gaddafi's convoy as it left his hometown of Sirte. NATO officials say they were unaware the former Libyan leader was part of the convoy. With Gaddafi dead, NATO's Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says the alliance planned to wind down the mission by October the 31st.
I am very proud of what we have achieved together with our partners, including many from the region. Our military forces prevented a massacre and saved countless lives. We created the conditions for the people of Libya to determine their own future. Their courage and determination in the cause of freedom is an inspiration to the world.
President Nicolas Sarkozy of France and Prime Minister David Cameron of Britain had led the diplomatic push for a no-fly zone over Libya enforced by NATO. 6 months after the campaign began, they were the first world leaders to visit the newly liberated Tripoli. Reacting to Gaddafi's death, Mr. Sarkozy said it was time for a new chapter in Libya.
It's a war for freedom of the Libyans, for the Libyans. We have helped them. We will continue to help them as much as they ask us to. What is true is that the operation is coming to an end, of course. But it's really up to the Libyans to build their future.
Despite the elation expressed by many world leaders at the victory of Libya's rebel forces over Gaddafi, analysts say questions will linger over the nature of the NATO mission. What began as a UN-backed campaign to protect civilians ended with regime change. The UN and NATO are demanding an investigation into how Gaddafi met his violent death after being captured by Libyan fighters. That will be debated in the coming days. Ultimately, NATO commanders say they are satisfied. A mission accomplished, an alliance seemingly strengthened. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.